Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James Monday sued the Buffalo Diocese and former bishops Richard Malone and Edward Grosch for failing to protect children and for engaging in a decades-long cover-up of sexual abuse by diocesan priests. Joining us live this morning is attorney Steve Boyd. He has hundreds of clients, survivors of sexual abuse by priests. Steve, thanks for joining us. First, reaction from these survivors that you've talked to when this happened yesterday.
This is really a great day for these folks. We have been waiting a long time, and we've received a number of phone calls throughout the months and months. When's this report coming? Are they really doing anything? What are they doing? And now with this report, I think there is a vindication that, these truths that our clients have been speaking for so long are now have added credibility of the New York State Attorney General, the force of law behind them Bishop Malone and Bishop Grosch violated the law, and not only a real outline of exactly how they covered all of this up, but punishment. They have asked for restitution, personal restitution from Bishop Malone and Bishop Grosch for the millions of dollars that they wasted protecting these priests, giving them retirement packages, keeping them on the payroll, and treating them like anybody else. When any other corporation, any other workplace in the world would have fired these rapists and pedophiles.
Does this at all impact the civil suits, the Child Victims Act suits that your clients have brought forth?
Well, I don't think it has any immediate impact, but we do have, the diocese is in bankruptcy, so it's likely that very few of those cases would go to trial, but the parish cases still could go to trial. So I think it could have some impact on the juries, because now the jury pool in Western New York can know that this really did happen. They don't have to wonder if this is just an accusation by somebody who wants to bring a lawsuit. They now know that the New York State Attorney General is on this, has read files independently, and has issued this report. So I think it certainly adds credibility and strength to all of our claims.
There are other investigations out there, right? The Erie County District Attorney and U.S. Attorney?
We're told that there are other investigations, but again, you really don't know where those are going or where they land until investigative reports are released or charges are filed. I don't think it's very likely that criminal charges are going to be filed in the Diocese of Buffalo. I know my clients wish there would be, because there was certainly criminal level that rose to multiple felonies here. But I don't think there's going to be criminal charges. But at least this, at least now the state of New York putting the force of the rule of law on the side of the survivors is a big day.
You know, the state's asking for damages against Malone and Grosch. I would imagine that comes from the Buffalo Diocese, or does it come from a larger organization? Certainly, I'm guessing not looking for something from them to personally. That is assuming that there isn't much to go after there.
Well, the diocese is in bankruptcy. So if the diocese even wants to defend them, they would have to go to the bankruptcy court and ask Judge Buckeye if they could spend money to defend them. And you can well believe that our clients will oppose that. And yes, they are asking for restitution personally from Malone and from Gross because they misuse these funds, and you can't do that. There is a charities law in New York, and they violated that charities law over and over again. They violated their own policies. They violated Vatican policies. They act with such independence from the rule of law that now the state attorney general is saying, no, you got to pay for that. You have to go back. And if they have assets, and we know they have property and they have land, and they've all, believe me, these guys didn't walk away poor. Trust me. They're going to pay something.
Is it possible, Steve, that we could see Malone or Grosch being called to testify in court?
Oh, I think that's very possible in some of the cases that are being litigated. And certainly in this lawsuit, I couldn't give you the roadmap for what this lawsuit could be. But I would think that's very possible.
The state asking for oversight of the diocese for a 5-year period. Can you help us understand at all exactly what that oversight would look like? What type of oversight the state is after?
You know, that's not an area where I practice. But I think when the state is asking for oversight, basically they are telling this organization that it's not going to be good enough that you fix it, button up, and end this lawsuit. Even after this lawsuit is over, we're still going to be looking at you. We'll have an independent entity in there looking at your books, looking at your policies, looking at the way you do business. And so it's the state's way, I think, of saying that this just doesn't end at this lawsuit. You have to move forward in a way that's safe for parishioners and is also done in a manner that follows the law, the New York Charities Law, and is responsible to the beneficiaries, because remember, the church asked for people to reach into their pockets and give their money. So under the charity law, they have to follow state law, state regulations, and so the independent evaluations will make sure they're doing that correctly and legally.
Steve, we appreciate the time. Attorney Steve Boyd is joining us live. In response to this lawsuit, a spokesperson for the Buffalo Diocese said in a statement that they will be reviewing the lawsuit that was announced by the state attorney general and weighing the diocese response.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.